already told you that my parents are not happy about me coming here. And my mother has Nechama. She told me again, same thing the last time I was in this place, right here. She says she has Nechama if she lights some candles. And if anybody's coming there, to say Kaddish, for her. Her parents and my father's parents to say Kaddish. I can't say Kaddish, but Harry Kaddish can say Kaddish. My uncle saying that we're in a hurry. A hurry for what? What are we in a hurry for what? Father's need to just sit. The Shams today here should hear such a thing. We have a few minutes for them. We are our entire life for them. Not in a hurry. Because we'll eat supper half hour later. Every time that I think that I'm completely dried out, that I've already cried every possible tear.
Okay,
that's good. Thanks. You'll meet tears every time if you come to a place where
and I just can't help but think about how my mother was so frightened. She was separated from her and her mother and her sisters. So hard in me. I was telling some of the chavra that last week I went before Yom Tov. I went to I go a lot to daven with my father. I have a sus now. My parents are in Farakwa now, so I'm able to go there a lot of times to daven in Chamar and Shachas. And I went special. It was the yard site. My father had the yard site for his parents, his brothers, because all the Hungarian Jews had certain dates. I figured approximately when they got here, it was that time right before Shavuos, and when they got here, it was a matter of hours usually till they were killed. And my father brought a tikkun, you know, some schnapps and some cake or something here. And the guy, there was a gabbai, there was a young guy, he looked like 25, 26 year old guy, and he put out the stuff. He was a nice guy, he put out the stuff. My father, very nice to him over there. And he put all this stuff, and then so he came over to my father. I was dating my father. He came over, and he asked, "Could you give me the name of the person who was yard side of this?" So my father starts going the list, you know. He says his father's name, his mother's name, his brother, and the other brother. And the guy turns to me, this guy turns to me, because my father wasn't looking at him. He turned to me, and he goes, "What happened?" What happened? There was some terrible plane crash or something, and my father lost everybody like this. And I said, "What do you mean, what happened? What happened?" "Yeah, what happened?" My father sees something. My father said, "What is he? What's the problem here?" like my father thought he got the wrong cake or something. Because the guy likes to write down the names and put it next to the food that the people should say, Baruch Chaim and Shalom Shalom. So I said to the guy, that was the Holocaust. And then he went, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. And my father said, well, what was the matter here? I said, that was not the matter. And this is a young, from guy. The world, even our own world, doesn't feel that anymore. It's becoming more like a thing to talk about or something to say, some history. But for many of us who grew up in such homes especially, it's not history. It's not something to talk just about it, but it's something that we live through all the time. And as many years go by, it doesn't make it really less painful or less real. When you come to this place, so my only concern here is not one of teaching, explaining. There's nothing to teach, there's nothing to explain. I talk about it a million times a year. It's to do an avodah that would give my parents some nechama. And I guess that somehow my grandparents' neshamas are here. I mean, they're not here, but there's a shaychus here. And that they're happy to see that they have an enikul that remembers and that says some Torah and some good people to whom. I think that we should do a little bit of an avayda to say akina. This is what we're going to do. You know, bus, you have to, there is a time I have to leave soon. They close up over here. But to say the kina that we say on Tisha B'Av, I think you might have it on your phone. There's in the pages of it, right? Or on the Kuntres, page 41, 42. Let's try, you have it, everybody has it? Are you familiar with it? This is from Rav Schwab, I think, knows this. For some, the Hebrew is not so pleasant. So, let's all just daven it together. Here in this place, that should give some nechama for the neshamas here and help us remain connected to this place. Last time I was here, I was thinking the whole time about how it's a terrible thing that your grandparents, that they don't have there's no matzeva, you know. There's no place to visit. This is like, this is why I go for Kever Avos, you know what I'm saying? Because other people go to Long Island, you go to Wellwood, or you go to Mount Hebron. You know, you go to some cemetery in Queens or Long Island, Brooklyn. This is where my entire family is buried. So you have no matzeves in the family. It's a painful thing not to have a matzeve, not to have a kever to go to. It's a very, very painful thing for my parents not to have a place to go to. And still they don't want to come here. So I'm acting as a shliach to come to Kever Avos. And whoever else is here, who has parents, grandparents, great grandparents that live here, should have that in mind, that we're here, the Jews. We put on film, we play tickets, we keep shops, we daven, we don't notzach, we were victorious. Let's say the kina together for 3-4 minutes. He who remembers those who remember him. Each generation is holy ones. Since the time you have chosen us. May he remember the gruesome fate of the last generation. All that has happened to us. Those who were swept away by the flood of blood, who sacrificed their lives, all who were submerged in valleys of tears, may God think of them in the lands of eternal life. May their memory be a blessing for eternity. Lift up your hands to him, all you heavens, all you have the best of Israel's tribes, communities and congregations, cities and districts, fraternities, foundations, all rendezvous with God. If only streams of water could pour down from eyes towards waterfalls of the rivers of tears, for the thousands times thousands of corpses consumed in the fire of destruction and horror, for the princes of Tyre, the pillars of tradition, for the young flowers of the priesthood, for the diligent scholars, the men, teachers, and women, the precious children in the school, the trusting daughters, the elderly grandparents, and their offspring, and the infants whom they bore, everyone, including the myriads beloved in life not parted by death. Seek out their blood when you take the count of all the scattered rent leaves of every life carried in the days of destruction and calamity, 6,000 times 1,000, an entire third to be destroyed by the blitzkrieg's fury of the cherished vineyards you dearly love. Avenger of blood, the memory of their misery, please do not erase from the book you have written. Remember the moans and tumultuous screams when they were herded for slaughter. May the rivers of their blood and the tears on their faces not be forgotten forever. Every tremble, every groan, every piercing cry of those torn asunder. My hordes of dogs, remember and count them. Put them in your flask. For the time that the greater one's shame is avenged. In the barbarians' camps of pain and sickness, the anguish of mortified souls, insults and mockery, shame and spit, searing wounds from horrible blows, hunger, thirst, frenzy, sorrow, the faint, stumbling without any strength, every death rattle, every forlorn one, far be it from you to forget. The pillars of smoke, the fumes from the furnace, piles and piles of bones and sinews, poison-filled walls, the whirring sound of the multitude choking in the gas chamber, the stench of the bodies, the tortured corpses, fertilizers for the soil of the blasphemers, how the tormentors turn their fat into soap, and human skin into feminine adornments. Remember the finger motions of the savage officers. To the right, slave labor, to the left, the shadow of death. Remember how the sharpshooters shot at those digging their own graves, lowering them to the depths in the agony of the grave, and how they afflicted our sisters and mutilated our daughters, doses of poison from sadistic doctors, and fugitive survivors in burrows and bunkers, and the disappearance of children in houses of apostasy, in monasteries. Do you know how many people are walking around in Poland, in Eastern Europe, that don't even know that they're Jewish? Because their parents put them into monasteries or gave them to neighbors, and they were raised as going lost. Unblemished sheep, completely consumed. The blood of the diaspora's children. O-R-E-L for the corpses of your devout ones. Who could count the sacred flock, whose flame will never be extinguished? Your tested ones were sanctifiers of your name. with the cry of Shema Yisrael, they gave up their lives for God, so that He might gather them in. You know, it's underground. Can you imagine how many screams of Shema Yisrael came from these places? That if we would put our ears to the ground, you remember yesterday in Chacham Lublin, I was saying how Ramea Shapira said to his friend, Shmuel, put your ear on the ground. Put your ear to the ground and you can hear how much Torah is going to come from this place. And if we could put our ears to the ground here, what would we hear? What would we hear? Screaming, such screaming of Shema Yisrael. You know, when we would go out to war, there was a Jew called the Kohen Meshuv Milchama, you know, would give us chizuk when we go out to war. And he would say, Shema Yisrael, Atem Krev Mahayom Milchama Aloy Veich. Shema Yisrael, listen, Jews, today you're going to war. And he would give them chizuk not to be afraid. So Rashi brings it down over there. Shema Yisrael, Nischus, Afilu Ein Lechem Schus, I think this is the lashon. Afilu ein lechem schus, ela shma Yisrael. Even if the only schus that you have is that you say shma Yisrael, which every Jew knows. Afilu ein lechem schus, ela zeh, that you said shma Yisrael. Kedai atem Moishias, Rashi says. It's kedai already for Hashem to save you. Thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions here and all the other places that scream Shema Yisrael. Rashi says Shema Yisrael Hayomata Kreivim Hamacham Oyveicham. Afilu's Kriyashma Achas. Rashi says one Kriyashma of a Jew is worth Hashem already saving that person. One Kriyashma. The cry of Shema Yisrael, they gave up their lives for Hashem, so that He might gather them in. And until the very last day, they justified His judgment and called out Animam, I believe, and sang a song of trust. But that song comes through some Redik and Maisif from the Majjah Zachosim, the cattle call, and it's all story. And now a people is left. That's us. And now a people is left bewildered as an orphan. Without graves at which to pray, without tombstones, where to weep laments of emotion-filled hearts. V'chein nishar am, v'yosem nidham, leek v'arm l'shtateach, without any graves, to cry. V'lo matzeiv, eifo livkos. And without any matzeivs. Yevov is Levov Reseyah. The laments of emotion-filled hearts. Only blood libations are their memorials, boiling unforgettable. The mounds of ashes from their Arkada are tributes in the altar's ashes. That brings together what we were learning yesterday in Maidan. Who can express Israel's torment? Mi imal otzai Yisrael. Who can express Israel's torment, whose mind is frenzied by misery? The remnants of its splendor is a fraction of a bit. How its pride is humbled today. El Chai Mirachem Adoschem Achem. Living God, merciful one. Comfort your congregation that yearns to you so mightily. Or chodesh tazriach, karnei hoy tatzmiach. Let new light shine, let rays of glory grow. Ruach Elokim rachatis. I want to just read to you a paragraph to put things together, translated from the Yiddish. tzaddik Reb Shia Greenwald. He was known as the Chuster Rav, or he was called the Chister Rav. The Chuster Rav, Reb Shia survived. And after Milchama, he was in Borough Park. My father would go to the Yontif Shabbos or Yom Tov in the Borough Park to hear Reb Shia daven for the army. My father knew him in Europe. He was a big tzaddik guy, Lucas Abayasim's grandson. So now we're going to bring together from this entire trip. Until now, there were good things, there were a lot of good things, but from the miserable part of this trip until to just get out of this place and get out of this country, head towards Prague, and Lahavdil to Yerushalayim. I didn't notice that, but I just found the papers in this folder, and I found them inside. So it must be Hashgach, I figured I should share with you. So this is a Jew who was here. Tzadik who was here. He was talking about things that he saw and what happened to him. I conclude with a thought regarding Parshas Hayesal. I might have shared this with you once. I don't remember. Again, I'll say the psukim in English. Some of the chavri here are not so familiar with Lashon HaKodesh. It says in Pasuk, "Vayetze Yitzchak el Suach Basar Lifnei Saro, Vayisa Eina Vayar, Vinigmalim Doim." In English, you all know the story. And Isaac and Yitzchak went out to meditate in the field toward evening. And he lifted his eyes and he saw gemalim. What are gemalim? Gemalim is with a gemalim camels. He saw camels approaching. That's when the shidduch was made. So listen again. And if he lifted up his eyes, so tzaddik of Shia Greenwald. Said, the holy books explain, the Svarim Gedolim explain, that Yitzchak went out to pray for the Beis HaMikdash, which he called the field. It says, Tzion Sada, Sada Techrash. The Harbayis is called a field. Because in the future, it would be like a field. Tzion Sada Techrash. Tzion would be plowed like a field. Toward evening, Lifnois Erev, Vayetze Yitzchak L'Sofa Sada, Lifnois Erev, toward evening refers to the exile, which resembles darkness. As we see, he was unable to mitigate the Jews' troubles during the time prior to the coming of Mashiach. In other words, Yitzchak Avinu, as the Midrash had been, Yitzchak Avinu went out to the field, to the fields of Yerushalayim, where there would be a Churban, he saw, to the fields of Maidanek, to the fields of Auschwitz, Sobibor, and Dachau, and Treblinka. All of these beautiful fields. He was unable to mitigate Yitzchak Avinu, who was the koyach mamish of Hamtokas Adin, and Yitzchak is the deepest power to mitigate judgment. It's Yitzchak Avinu. He was unable to mitigate the Jews' troubles during the time prior to the coming of Mashiach, but he saw through divine inspiration. But Yitzchak Avinu saw, when he looked at the fields, when he looked at these fields of killing, that all those who wrongly caused the Jews anguish would be repaid. That they'll be repaid. For it is as though they harmed the apple of God's eye. God will bring retribution on the murderers, the Chuster Rav says. And he will reward all those who suffer and are tormented. He's talking not only about those who were killed, he's talking about the survivors like himself. And he will reward all those who suffer and are tormented. I once said to my father, when he was very broken after Yizkor 1 year, and he came back and he didn't want us to see that. He went to the basement. It's a strange thing. He doesn't usually. Something I said in the drasha by Yizkor touched something in my father. And my father said to me, "So many years since my parents were killed, I don't know how much I remember anymore what my mother was like. Which I remember. So I said to my father that Hashem will take, Hashem is already taking the karma, will take more of the karma for what happened to them. And that in the end, you and mommy, Hashem has a special place for something so unseen for those who suffer. So my father said that you and Beverly, that's my sister, you and Beverly are the schar for our suffering. Because you remain Jews and you keep mitzvahs. You have Jewish grandchildren and great grandchildren that I never dreamt ever that I would live to see such a thing. So Chusdorov says that God will bring retribution on the murderers, and he will reward all those who suffer and are tormented. Because torment cleanses a person of his sins, as the rabbis say in Brachas. This is alluded to in Torah and Parshas Tetzaveh. And here's with yesterday and today. I guess it was Bashert, and I don't know why this was in that folder. I prepared a folder to take you. I didn't put this in. I don't remember. I didn't put this in. It must have been in some other paper that I had. It says in Parshas Tetzaveh, first in the Lashon HaKodesh, it says, "V'hoyah ha-mizbeach kodesh kadoshim kolon ageb ha-mizbeach yikdash." And the altar of the Mizbeach shall be most holy. Whatever touches the altar shall be consecrated. So the Rebbe says, the Rav says, in other words, those souls who are offered up on the altar are most holy. As Chazal say in Bava Basra, no one can stand among the Kedoshim killed by the government, by the Goyim. But even those who only touched the altar, as it says in the pasuk, as the lashon of the pasuk, whatever touches the altar, kol hanogeh b'mizbeach yikdash. But even those who only touched the altar, who suffered agony and terrible torment, and who are going to be orphaned, because the Rebbe was speaking about himself and his fellow survivors. So those who were killed, who were offered up on the altar, there's nobody that's greater than that. But then the Rebbe is saying, what about the Jews who were touched by the, who touched the Mizbeach, but who didn't get killed? Even those who only touched the altar, who suffered agony and terrible torment, and are going to be offered up and burned, but were miraculously saved, will have their sins atoned for and will receive good things. Whatever touches the altar shall be consecrated. And my parents always said that they consider themselves to be very blessed with everything that they've had in their lives. This is what it means when it says, now going back to Yitzchak, we're going to listen to what the Chusdorov says. His Ruach HaKodesh. He lifted his eyes, right? Yitzchak, you're going to. Lifted his eyes. So what did he see? He saw what would happen to Jews in the future, in the fields. He saw what would happen to Jews in the future. And then it says, and he saw camels. Vayar gemalim boim. Gemalim, the Rebbe says, is a hint to the word gemul, which means payment and remuneration in two senses. Well, there'll be gemul. Yitzchak Avinu said, "V'hinei gemal im boim." I wasn't able to mitigate the din. I wasn't able to. Yitzchak Avinu was crying. I wasn't able to stop these things that God wants to happen. I'm not able to stop them. But Yitzchak Avinu, the Midas Adin, said, "But even Jews, I swear to you, gemal im boim, the day of revenge is going to come. Gemul am ha'roshim, the gemul is going to be on their heads." In two senses, gemalim is gemulim. Punishment for the persecutors and reward for the persecuted. Gemalim, gemul, zvaimo. Gemalim voim. The punishment is going to come for those who cause the suffering. It'll come. And the reward is going to come for those who suffer. May God thus help us see the complete downfall of the evil murderers, and the exaltation of our groaning oppressed, nation. May God gather together the scattered people. May joy and gladness overtake them, and may sorrow and sighting flee speedily in our days. Amen.
Amen.
So have a we daven on Mondays and Thursdays. Show me your soul. Hashem, preserve the remnant of Yisrael. So let's daven over here. Let's have in mind that Hashem should help keep all of the remaining survivors alive and well, that they should be able to greet Mashiach and to see the Gemul in this world. Let's have that in mind. Shem Yisrael, Shema Hashem Yisrael, Va'al Yoivad Yisrael, Ha'omim Shema Yisrael, Va'al Yoivad Yisrael, Ha'omim Shema Yisrael. Even if you said Shema Yisrael, these people, even the ones that they're not religious, but Ha'omim Shema Yisrael, Kedai Shema Yisrael, one Shema Yisrael, is Kedai Le'Shia Eschem, it says in Rashi. One Shema Yisrael, Ha'omim Shema Yisrael. So what we're going to do now is we're going to say Kapitel of Tehillim. And then we're going to say Shema Yisrael. We'll say Shema Yisrael once. And Baruch Hashem Kivayim Malchuso three times. And Hashem of Lukim seven times. And then I'll ask Harry, if you don't mind, to say Kaddish. Sure, the Shimon and Harry to say Kaddish. So let's stand up. Thank you.
I think it's a little iron valid. I'll say it, Mr. Pasuk. Maskil also flom a lehim zanach tal a netzach yesh an abcha abit zay nari zecha.
Maskil also flom a lehim zanach tal a netzach yesh an abcha abit zay nari zecha.
Zuchor ados chor kamisa kedem Kaal te sheve nach wasa Vahe tziyoin vesha chan tavar
Zuchor ados chor kamisa kedem Kaal te sheve nach wasa Vahe tziyoin vesha chan tavar
Horim afa amechala Ma shuois netza kol heira oye bakaydes.
Hariva kamecha shuois netza kol heira oye bakaydes.
Shavu sevivecha bekerev mayadecha somu oisoy som oisoy.
Shavu sevivecha bekerev mayadecha somu oisoy som oisoy.
Yivadak mevi lamala b'svache itzkadumai.
Yivadak mevi lamala b'svache itzkadumai.
Ator piduchel yachad v'chayshil v'chayaloy lapois yaloymo.
Yad piduchel yachad v'chayshil lapois yaloymo.
Shilcho Lorenz Chilalu Mishkan Shemecha.
Shilcho Vaish Mikoshecha, Lorenz Chilalu Mishkan Shemecha.
Omru Belibom Ninam Yachat, Sorfu Chol Moeda Yel Bore.
Omru Belibom Ninam Yachat, Sorfu Moeda Yel Bore.
Vesei Seinu Loi Reinu Ein Oid Navi, Vlo Yitonu Yoidea Adma.
Vesei Seinu Loi Reinu Ein Oid Navi, Yeah,
I'll
Nishmai Yisachenu Bnei Yisrael HaKdoshim Ve'atehoidim Shenoflu Bidei Aloitzchim Benishpach Domam Ve'oshvitz Maidanek Sheblinka ובשאר מכנס השמד באירופה שנהרגו שנשחטו ושנשרפו ושנטבעו ושנחנקו על קידוש השם Bavu Shekol ha-kal ha-kodesh hazeh Mispalalim Be'adas kores nishma yisam Be'gan eidem Tehei menuchasam Lochein Ba'al rachamim Yastirim b'seisel k'nafav la'ilomim Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim ha'chayim Es nishmoyseyem Adonai hu nachalasav V'yanuchu על משכבי שם בשוליים ונעימה אמן ישמח מלך בעמי
Yeah.